It's good to be with you tonight. Glad to be able to extend the Lord's invitation. If you would, get your Bibles out, open up to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. We'll begin reading in verse 19. James says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." James here tells us something very important about the gospel. The gospel is for doing. It's not something that you can receive and not do something with. And here James is telling us to be doers of the word, to hear it, to obey it. And as I sit there and think about that, that's a good lesson for each of us to do. But when you think about it, everybody that hears the gospel, they're going to do something with it. Some people are going to hear this word, as he says, and they're going to do nothing with it. They're going to forget it. They're going to reject it. And other people are going to hear it, and they're going to obey it. And so the question for us is, what are we going to do with it? How are we going to use the gospel? What are we going to do with the gospel? Are we going to keep on using it, or are we going to forget about it? There in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, the Lord kind of talks about that, the same idea that the gospel is for doing, and we have to make a decision what we're going to do with it. There in Matthew chapter 7, as the Lord is finishing the Sermon on the Mount, he says to the people, he says in verse 24, "Therefore," he says, "whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." The Lord says that the one who hears the word and obeys it, that's the wise man. And the one who hears it and does nothing, that's the foolish man. And so we need to ask ourselves all the time, are we a wise person or a foolish person with the gospel? Are we using it? Are we doing something with it? The Bible says in Hebrews 5 and verse 9 that those who obey the Lord, those are the ones that are going to be saved. And in 2 Thessalonians 1, Paul gives this terrible picture of what will happen when the Lord comes back to those who don't do anything with the gospel. Turn there with me, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And look at what Paul says to the brethren there will happen when the Lord comes back. It says in verse 8 that the Lord will come. He'll come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with the everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in them and all of them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Tonight here, most of us are saints. We're in Christ. And it's good to see that you're here and that you're doing something with the gospel, that you're sharing with people and that you're here to spread that. And I pray that we would continue to do that every day, those of us that are Christians, to keep applying the gospel, to keep living it out. Don't hide it under the bushel, as we tell the kids. Let your light shine before men. And if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, what are you going to do? The Bible tells us the Lord came, he lived among men, that he died, that he was crucified, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day. He's the Son of God. We have evidence in these scriptures to tell us that. And if you believe that, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to reject it? Are you going to put it away? Or are you going to do what he says? The Lord says, if you believe him, if you believe in him, then you'll do what he says. He says that you're going to repent of your sins. You're going to change your life. You're going to stop doing the things you used to do. You're going to confess them before men. Tell people that you believe, and then you're going to be baptized into him for the remission of your sins. And so, if you're here tonight, and you're not a child of God, we pray you obey the gospel. If you are, we pray you continue. If you need the prayers of the brethren here, let me know as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.